and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
So what was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Joe Krozel of Creve Coeur, Missouri. I said, name something you find in a grocery. Two words, three letters in the first, six letters in the second. Switch the third and seventh letters and read the result backward. The result will name the same grocery item again. What is it? And the answer is red pepper.
We received more than 1,100 correct responses, and the winner this week is Dustin Dickerson of Belgrade, Montana. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
My wife and I have been playing for about 5 years.
Oh, that sounds like fun. And what do you do out there for fun?
I like to fish and hike and camp, a lot of outdoor activities.
I guess that's good for Montana. Have you been living there a long time?
I have. I've gone to undergrad here, and I never left about 10 years ago.
Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Dustin. Every answer today is a word, name, or phrase in which the only consonants are B and L, repeated as often as necessary. All the other letters are vowels. For example, if I gave you the clue, tell a secret, you would say blab. All right, number one is a holy book.
Bible.
That's it. Reason why you couldn't have committed the crime.
Alibi.
That's it. A record company. And it's a word for any record company.
Label.
Label is right. The Hobbit hero, blank Baggins.
Bilbo.
That's it. Fill in the blank. Tower of blank.
Tower of blank.
And that's tower with a T.
And it's a biblical reference.
Yeah.
Oh, Babylon?
I'll give you that. It's Babel, Tower of Babel. That's it. To talk rapidly and foolishly.
Babel.
That's also Babel, but different spelling. Move up and down as a doll's head.
Bob?
Needs another syllable. And you haven't used an L yet.
Oh, bobble.
Bobble, is it? Huh. All right, try this one. An air-filled sphere, sometimes made by soap.
Bubble?
That's it. Legally obligated.
Obligated.
And if you're convicted in court, say, you might be blank for a certain amount of money or might be blank for the crime.
Liable?
That's it, liable. A Spanish explorer who discovered the Pacific in 1513.
Balboa?
That's it. Woodcutter who foiled 40 thieves.
Oh.
In an old tale.
That Alibaba?
That's it, Alibaba. A victim of written defamation.
Victim of written defamation.
Well, first of all, what is written defamation? Someone writes something about you that's not true.
Is that libel?
That's libel, and then the victim would be, add two vowels at the end.
Libelee?
Yeah, that's it, a libelee. How about singer Patty with the 1975 number one hit, Lady Marmalade?
LaBelle?
That's it. What you get in the mail for heating your home. It's a two-word phrase.
A bill?
Yeah, and what kind of bill? Certain kind of fuel. Let's say you have a tank in your basement and somebody might deliver this for the tank.
Well, I'm thinking gas, but that's got a G.
Yeah, and what's an alternative to gas? Well, this is how I heat my home. It's oil. It's an oil bill.
All right.
And your last one, like the hours that a lawyer charges for.
Billable?
Billable is right. Good job.
Great job. How do you feel?
Relieved.
I think you did a really great job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And what member station do you listen to?
KBMC Bozeman.
That's Dustin Dickerson of Belgrade, Montana. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Dominic Talvaccio of Chicago. Name a food in two words, a total of 11 letters. Some of these letters appear more than once. The food has 7 different letters in its name. And you can rearrange these 7 letters to identify the form in which this food is typically served. What food is it? So again, 11-letter food in two words. It has 7 different letters in its name, and you can rearrange these 7 letters to identify the form in which this food is typically served. What food is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just 1 entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, December 12th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we will give you a call, and you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.